little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
With specific safety netting advice, like the principal symptoms of progressive hypothyroidism, if you can give people written information, then that's potentially quite helpful, mm-hmm. because they're even if they prove that they can recap it back right now, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's in 5 or 6 months that they might need to act on it. And also a well-designed leaflet might steer the middle course between alerting patients to potentially serious symptoms. And the trouble with something like hypothyroidism is, you know, pretty much, you know, most of us have at least one symptom of hypothyroidism on any given day, don't we? So it's the wheat for the chaff issue, isn't it? That you don't want to provoke anxiety. And a well-designed leaflet, I'm not sure there is one, but if there was a well-designed leaflet that said, you know, we're not talking about an occasional symptom, but progressive, you know, symptoms that are making you ill and progressing, under these headings, need reporting, an occasional fleeting symptom, of course, you don't need to worry about, yeah?
So the website that I refer most patients to related to useful and usable information, signpost them to patient.info. I rarely need to print these things out because almost everybody's got a BC or it's got a relative that can access these things. It's useful to actually read these and just check that they're doing what you want them to do.
I think because there's an ethical imperative not to recommend a leaflet or a website until you've screened it yourself. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, it's like prescribing a drug without knowing its therapeutic margin. You know?
Otherwise, produce your own or take theirs and adapt it for your purposes.
I mean, but online is good because if there's a very credible and well-updated online resource, actually, you know, better than a piece of paper, A, it's not going to get lost, and B, if there's a significant development, it will be reflected in the patient education. So that is... You know, if patients are interested in online, then that's probably the optimum strategy these days, isn't it?
So it's a very good way of doing the specific safety netting of these are the symptoms that you would be watching out for. And this is how you remember it, because it's all written down for you. I encourage you to do that. And I quite often just write down the name of the website.
Definitely.
And that to them. In terms of being a busy GP, it might be that I'm a little bit busier than you might be, but I probably wouldn't invite this patient to come back and see me.
Okay.
I would suggest probably telephone contact to discuss the results.
Yeah.
Or if there isn't anything to discuss, they don't need to discuss it with me. So I'm expecting these results to be not very exciting. If there's anything exciting on them, then when you phone up for the result, it'll say, talk to me. That might be a way of rationing your time.
Yes.
I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Are we happy with that? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.